Military might on full display to stop the flow of drugs into the U.S., a mission dubbed Operation Southern Spear. This video shows the Coast Guard's own efforts as they targeted a suspected drug smuggling boat. This week, the Coast Guard showed us a nearly 50,000-pound haul of cocaine brought on shore in southern Florida, worth more than $360 million.
It is the most cocaine ever seized by a single cutter like this in one deployment. So business is good.
Vice Admiral Nathan Moore credits newer ships and drone surveillance.
We have better assets than we've ever had before, and that leads directly to our success.
President Trump's big, beautiful bill dedicated nearly $25 billion for the Coast Guard this summer. But last month, he called the longtime strategy of interdicting drug boats at sea a major failure.
Because we've been doing that for 30 years, and it has been totally ineffective.
DEA Administrator Terry Cole defended the mission, arguing it strangled the flow of cocaine into the U.S.
We'll continue to keep immense pressure on every trafficking route.
We're sitting on a boat with more than $360 million of cocaine on it. But the president says that maritime interdiction is a failed strategy. How do you square that?
We're going to apply every single tool to stop the narcotics of coming into the United States and killing American citizens.